This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Now, Prime Minister Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim confirmed last night that his unity government, his national unity government, will be made up of Pakatan Harapan, Barisan Nasional and Gabungan Parti Sarawak GPS as its main pillars. During his first press conference, he said he had the full commitment of all 30 MPs from Barisan Nasional as well as the GPS endorsement.
Prior to that, GPS Chairman Tan Sri Abang Johari confirmed that the Sarawakian coalition has agreed to join Anwar's coalition government in line with Yang di-Pertuan Agong's advice. Now, Anwar has also indicated that GPS may be given a deputy prime minister position in his soon-to-be-formed cabinet. He also said that since the leader of the government is from Pakatan Harapan, which has the biggest block of MPs, the deputy would be given to the partner coalitions. Now, prior to the general election, Anwar had said he would appoint two deputy prime ministers if PH wins the federal polls. He said of the two deputies, one would be from Peninsular Malaysia and the other one from East Malaysia.
So how will GPS feature in the new government, especially its cabinet lineup? For some thoughts on these developments, as well as what this means for the government moving forward, we have on the line with us Dr. Arnold Puyo, political analyst at University Malaya Sarawak. Good morning, Dr. Arnold. Thanks very much for joining us today. I'd like to start with just getting your analysis on how GPS charted its path over the past week. In the early days after polling, GPS appeared to side with Perikatan Nasional to form a coalition government. Now, what changed to the point that they said they will leave it to the decision of His Majesty the Yang di-Pertuan Agong on who will be the Prime Minister?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me in the show. Well, I think it's almost certain that the new government that's going to be formed by Anwar will consist of PH, BN and GPS. But I think at the same time, he has also mentioned about the possibility of including other political parties. Regarding the role that will be given to GPS, I'm sure they will be given the DPM post. But it is not just a DPM post, but probably a post with a portfolio. That's the one. Number two, probably one or two senior ministerial post will also be given to any MP from Sarawak. Now, I think as I've been saying all this while, I think GPS will be supporting whichever influential group or influential bloc at the federal government that is able to convince the other parties to form the government. I think at the last minute when the Agong said that he would prefer that Anwar to be the prime minister and he would leave it to Anwar to form the new government, I think that basically changed the whole thing. That also forced the GPS leaders to shift their support to Anwar because they knew from the very beginning that eventually it would be Anwar who would be appointed as SPM and it would be Anwar who would be given the task to form the next government.
Dr. Arnold, do you think concessions were made to GPS for them to subsequently join Anwar's unity government?
Yes, I believe so. Mm. I think if we listen to Abang Joe's press statement, I think yesterday, he said as long as the federal government is willing to implement MSSC3 and is willing to consider the fact that GPS has the I think GPS is the third or fourth biggest bloc in parliament. If they are willing to give GPS more prominent role in the government, then I think eventually GPS would support Anwar and the new government.
Beyond MA63, do you think GPS has very specific asks from the federal government? For example, additional development expenditure, spend for rural infrastructure. What are its wish list, you know, when it comes to the next administration?
I think one of the bigger things that GPS wants the federal government to do is to let GPS run the show in Sarawak. I believe they do not want the federal government to interfere too much with local affairs, with state affairs. That's number one. Number two, I think they want some sort of commitment from the federal government in terms of how the MSSC3 should be implemented. So I think these are the two things that the federal government should consider. But Eventually, the most important thing for me is for the federal government not to interfere too much in state politics and to let GPS run the show in Sarawak.
Arnold, yesterday we saw two key DAP leaders apologize to the state and also Premier Tan Sri Abang Joe. This was subsequently accepted. How much do you think this influenced GPS's decision? Did that actually move the needle for them? Or were they going to side with Pakatan Harapan regardless of whether these apologies came out or not?
Yeah, I think, well, they said that they accept the apology with an open heart. But of course, some people said that why now? Especially when Pakatan Harapan is looking for partners to form the government. So there's a lot of speculation to that. But anyhow, I think it has come a long way. They should have apologized long ago, not now, but I think Abang Joe has accepted that apology. But whether they apologize or not, it will not really matter because for GPS, I think GPS is looking for the pragmatic way of being part of the government. Whether it comes with the apology from DAP or no apology from DAP, eventually, when they know that they get some benefits by being part of the government, they will be part of the government, especially at the federal level. So I think this apology is significant in terms of trying to mend fences between these two blocs. But eventually, it is up to the two partners, DAP and GPS, how are they going to work at the state level. At the federal level, I think it is quite straightforward. They have no choice but to work together. But at the state level later, it's going to be a bit tricky.
Okay, I have a question about GPS prior declaration in regards to supporting a PN government. I think this caused some level of backlash among Sarawakians towards the possibility of working with PAS. Now, what impact will this have to GPS, especially among the non-Muslim community of Sarawak, which is actually 62% of the population?
Yeah, initially it has caused some uneasiness among the Dayak leaders. Because GPS leaders did not justify or did not qualify their support to PN. But overall, the sentiment in Sarawak is that they know that GPS were working with PAS before. They were part of Mohidin Yassin's government before. And then they also believe in the assurance given by GPS leaders that even though they are working together, but PAS would never interfere in state politics and passes grants of that politics will not be spearheaded here in Sarawak. So I think with that assurance, I think a lot of the people here are quite confident that even though there is a possibility for GPS to work together with PAS at the federal level, but that would not affect Sarawak overall because they were together before. So the impact for me in Sarawak, it's not really significant. It has caused some uneasiness, but the impact is not really significant.
I mean, when I hear you, it really sounds like GPS is very much focused on the internal Sarawak. It just wants to be left alone to do its own devices. But the broader thought process is, wouldn't you want Sarawak to also kind of take a broader leadership role about multiculturalism, about the importance about bringing different people together? Doesn't it play actually a very important role at the federal level to shape values and principles for the country, Malaysia, since MA63 is a linchpin of that?
Yes, they know for a fact that they have to be part of the government. They have to be part of the federal government. So I cannot imagine GPS playing its role as the opposition when Anwar forms the next government. I think they know that there will be more benefits for them to be part of the government, especially in the implementation of MA63, especially in the disbursement of federal funds. They know for a fact that they have to be part of this government if they want to see MSHG Street to be implemented successfully.
All right, Arnold, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Arnold Puyo, political analyst at University Malaya Sarawak, giving us his take on what's happening with GPS and the role that they may play in the new government. Many things to watch out for. We are coming up to 7:59, and this conversation will continue on the Breakfast Grill after the 8 a.m. news bulletin, when Wong Xiaoning speaks to Jahabar Sadiq, founder and editor of the Malaysian Insight, and James Chai, visiting fellow of ICS Yusof Ishak Institute, unpacking all that's happened in the past week. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.